KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The jobs figures for the third quarter are a better outcome, but employment is still being stalled by the lack of robust economic growth. This is the analysis of Thanda Sithole, a senior economist at FNB. The unemployment rate dropped by 1.4 percentage points to 32.1% between July and September. Sithole says economic pressures remain.
For the third quarter, manufacturing output increased by only 0.2%, down from an increase of 0.6% in the second quarter. This signals a reduced contribution to third quarter GDP growth. Despite easing energy constraints and lower input costs, manufacturing activity remains sluggish, down by 0.4% on a year-to-date basis, that is between January to September this year. This reflects weak demand driven by fragile consumer fundamentals and broad-based declines in private sector fixed investment.
SATU in KZN says it doubts Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwahube will facilitate the full implementation of the Bela Bill. It says it holds this view, especially after Gwahube's party, the DA, participated in last week's march in Pretoria against two clauses in the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act. The implementation of the clauses that deal with language and admission policies was put on hold for 3 months by the president when he signed the bill nearly 2 months ago. At a briefing in Durban today, SATU KZN slammed Gwahube's decision not to attend that signing ceremony in September as disrespectful. Gwahube wrote to the president before the ceremony explaining that she wouldn't attend as she remains opposed to the bill in its current form. She believes it should be referred back to Parliament. Last week, some SATU members who participated in the presidential imbizo in Umgababa held up placards in a silent protest when it was Gwahube's turn to respond to issues raised. The union's provincial spokesperson, Nomarashia Kalusa, says they did not want to be addressed by the minister.
Why are we not standing up as a collective of people who stand to benefit from the full implementation of the Bela Bill? Stand against that march, because that march was a war towards the working class people of this country. We are saying for us to respect the minister, she must respect the president. We don't care if the president is comfortable with being disrespected, not in our watch.
Two northern KZN municipalities have new top office bearers. Skhumbuso Dlamini has been elected the mayor of King Cetshwayo District Municipality. He steps into the role that was left vacant when Thamin Duli became KZN's premier. And Upongolo local municipality will be headed by BJ Twala, who's been voted in as the new mayor. And police in China say a driver has killed 35 people and injured 43 others after deliberately ramming his car into a crowd exercising at a sports center. Officers have detained a 62-year-old man in the city of Zhuhai after the incident. They say the driver was found with a knife. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 25. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahle.